Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Minute Idea Fix. You know that feeling when you set out with all these grand plans, but then, bam, things don't exactly go according to script? Ever feel like you're the only one who trips over air sometimes? Trust me, we've all been there. But what if I told you that falling flat on your face could actually be your secret weapon? Today, we're tackling a topic that can make even the bravest souls cringe. Embracing failure as a learning opportunity. It's not about becoming a masochist who relishes disappointment. It's about shifting our perspective and seeing those so-called failures as stepping stones on our journey to success. Think of it like this: even the world's greatest athletes wouldn't be where they are today if they never fell down during practice, right? So, how do we actually make failure our friend? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can really change the game. 1. Redefine failure. First things first, let's ditch the negative connotations attached to the word failure. It's not about being a loser, it's about learning from a misstep. Every setback is simply data information you can use to adjust your approach and try again smarter next time. Think of it like this. If you keep baking cookies that come out flat, it's no sign you're a terrible baker, it's a chance to learn what needs tweaking in your recipe. 2. Embrace the discomfort zone. Growth happens outside of our comfort zone. That feeling of uncertainty and potential for discomfort, it's where the magic happens. So, don't shy away from challenges even if they feel scary. Remember, every yes to a new opportunity is a chance to learn something valuable, even if it doesn't turn out exactly as planned. 3. Analyze, don't dwell. It's easy to get caught in the loop of self-blame and negativity after a setback. But trust me, dwelling on the what-ifs won't change anything. Instead, take some time to analyze what went wrong. Ask yourself, what could I have done differently? What can I learn from this experience? 4. Celebrate small wins. You don't have to wait for a massive breakthrough to feel accomplished. Celebrate every small win along the way. Did you finally nail that difficult presentation? Did you overcome a fear and try something new? Those are victories worth celebrating, no matter how small they may seem. 5. Share your story. You're not alone in this journey. Sharing your experiences, both the successes and the setbacks, can inspire others and create a sense of community. Remember, vulnerability is strength, and by sharing our stories, we can learn from each other and build each other up. Ever had that moment when you thought you were completely doomed, but somehow, against all odds, things turned out alright? I'm talking about that time when you bombed your presentation, but managed to salvage it with a quick-witted comeback. Or maybe that job interview where everything seemed to go wrong, but you ended up getting the position anyway. These moments are proof that sometimes, our biggest failures can lead to unexpected and incredible opportunities. Now, here's a thought. Imagine trying out for a play you know, put yourself out there, even if it feels terrifying. What if you don't get the lead role? You might feel disappointed, but what if that audition pushed you to work harder and become an even better actor? Maybe you discover hidden talent for improvisation or learn valuable skills from the experience. The point is, even without landing the part, you've gained something invaluable, a lesson learned, and a stepping stone towards something even greater. So, remember folks, failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. It's about learning, adapting, and growing. Embrace those moments of discomfort, analyze what went wrong, and use it as fuel to propel you forward. You got this. Keep pushing your boundaries, keep trying new things, and remember every stumble is an opportunity to learn, evolve, and become even stronger. Share your thoughts on embracing failure in the comments below, and let's keep that brainstorming conversation going. See you tomorrow for another dose of Brainstorm Boost.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.